Prophet of Doom, Islam's Terrorist Dogma in Muhammad's Own Words. Letter to the Listener. Islam is a caustic blend of regurgitated paganism and twisted Bible stories. Muhammad, its lone prophet, conceived his religion solely to satiate his lust for power, sex, and money. He was a terrorist. If you think these conclusions are shocking, wait until you hear the evidence. The critics of this work will claim that Prophet of Doom is offensive, racist, hate-mongering, intolerant, and unnecessarily violent. I agree, but I didn't write those parts. They came directly from Islam scriptures. If you don't like what Muhammad and Allah said, don't blame me. I'm just the messenger. Others will say that I cherry-picked the worst of Islam to render an unfair verdict. They will charge that I took the Islamic scriptures out of context to smear Muhammad and Allah. But none of that is true. Over the course of these pages, I quote from almost every surah in the Quran. Many are presented in their entirety. But more than that, I put each verse into the context of Muhammad's life, quoting vociferously from the Sunnah as recorded by Bukhari, Muslim, Ishaq, and Tabari, Islam's earliest and most trusted sources. I even arrange all of this material chronologically, from creation to terror. Predicting what he called the Day of Doom was Muhammad's most often repeated prophecy. While it did not occur as he foretold in 1110 AD, it nonetheless came true. Muslims and infidels alike have been doomed by Islam. To discover why, we shall delve into the oldest surviving written evidence. These official works include the Sirah, Takrith, Hadith, and Quran. Ishaq's Sirah, or biography, is called Sirat Rasul Allah. It provides the sole account of Muhammad's life and the formation of Islam, written within 200 years of the Prophet's death. While the character, message, and deeds portrayed within its pages are the antithesis of Christ and his disciples, the Sirah's chronological presentation in style is similar to the Christian Gospels. The Takrith is the oldest, most trusted, and comprehensive history of Islam's formation and of Muhammad's example, called Sunnah. It is written by Tabari. His history of al-Tabari is formatted like the Bible. It begins with Islamic creation and ends with the act of Muhammad's companions. Tabari is a compilation of hadith quotes and Quran passages. As such, it provides the best skeleton upon which to flesh out the character of Muhammad and the nature of fundamental Islam. A hadith is an oral report from Muhammad or his companions. Muslims believe that hadith were inspired by Allah, making them scripture. The most revered collection was compiled in a topical arrangement by Bukhari. Allah's book, the Quran, lacks context and chronology, so to understand it, readers are dependent upon the Sirah, Takrith, and Hadith. All that can be known about Muhammad's deeds, motives, God, and scripture is enshrined in these books. In their pages you will see them as they saw themselves. My only point of departure from Ishaq and Tabari will be the comprehensive review of the early Meccan surahs, a period which they had very little to say. Our paths will join again as we approach Islam's midlife crisis, the Quraysh bargain, satanic verses, night's journey, and the pledge of Aqaba, a declaration of war against all mankind. At this point, the Sirah, Takrith, and Hadith speak more clearly than does the Quran. So there will be no confusion. I have set passages from Islam scripture in boldface type. In the audio version, we will exchange voices so that it is clear when we are quoting directly from Islam scriptures and when we have moved off into commentary, helping you understand them. When quoting from the Quran and Hadith, I have elected to use a blended translation, No language transfers perfectly one word to another. 5 of my 12 translations of the Quran were combined to create the most accurate conveyance of the message possible. However, the writing quality is so poor, the proofreaders of this manuscript suggested that I help Allah and Muhammad out by cleaning up their grammar, punctuation, and verbosity. So for clarity and readability, I have trimmed their unruly word patterns and meaningless repetitions, being careful not to alter the meaning or message of any passage. I have elected to present Islam's original source material in juxtaposition to my own evaluation of its veracity. This format is similar to that used by the first English translators of Mein Kampf as they attempted to warn America about the dangers lurking in Hitler's manifesto. They, as I, found it necessary to hold the author accountable. A great deal was at stake then, as it is today. The last time the world was ignorant of such a hateful and violent doctrine, 55 million people died. If we don't shed our ignorance of Islam, many more will perish. My quest to understand Islam began on the morning of September 11, 2001. I wanted to know why Muslim militants were killing us. So I went to ground zero for Islamic terror, Israel. The West Bank is home to more suicide bombers per capita than anywhere else on earth. I arranged to meet with the terrorists themselves. I asked members of Al-Qaeda, Islamic Jihad, Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, and Hamas why they were killing us. They said, "Islam, we are following Muhammad's orders." That adventure is recounted in Tea with Terrorists. It covers a wide range of material and serves as a companion volume, connecting fundamental Islam to terrorism. Prophet of Doom focuses strictly on what the Islamic scriptures have to say. So, could it be? Could a prophet and a religion be responsible for today's terrorist attacks? I have invested 10,000 hours in pursuit of that answer. I wish everyone had. But knowing that most are unable, I have distilled what I discovered into these pages. Now for a word of caution. This journey of discovery is ordered chronologically. It is not prioritized by relevance. Explaining the root cause of Islamic terror is the biggest priority, yet it is not exposed until the last half of the book. I want you to know Muhammad, Allah, and Islam before you judge their legacy. While Prophet of Doom is meticulously researched, documented, and accurate, it's written as if you and I were old friends, having a lively chat about the most important and lethal issue of our day. One last thought before you head down this perilous path. I pray that when you have reached the journey's end, you will share my heart for the plight of Muslims. I want nothing more than to free them from Islam, and in so doing, free us from the terror their doctrine inspires. Craig Wynn, November 2003, prophetofdoom.net. Documented references in Prophet of Doom were derived from English translations of the following ancient Islamic manuscripts. I encourage you to purchase and read them. The Sirat Rasul Allah was written by Ibn Ishaq in 750 AD. It has been edited and abridged by Ibn Hisham in 830 and translated by Alfred Ghulim under the title The Life of Muhammad in 1955 by Oxford Press. The History of Al-Tabari was written by Abu Muhammad bin Al-Tabari between 870 and 920 AD. His monumental work was translated and published in 1987 through 1997 by the State University of New York Press. I quote from volumes 1, 2, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Al-Bukhari's hadith called Sayyid al-Bukhari and the True Traditions was collected by Imam Bukhari in 850 AD. I have used the collector's original nomenclature because the only printed English translation was abridged and erroneously numbered. Finally, I recommend that you acquire at least 3 of the following Quran translations. Ahmed Ali, Pikthal, Noble by Mushin Khan, Yusuf Ali, and Shakur. The oldest Quran fragments date to around 725 AD, a century after they were first recited. Every Islamic scripture quotation in Prophet of Doom is directly attributed to the specific source, whether that be the Quran, the Sirah by Ishaq, Tabari's History, or Bukhari or Muslim's Hadith collection. In the audio version of the book, with the exception of specifying the Quran, Surah, and verse numbers, we have elected not to provide the specific page number from which the quotations are derived when referencing Ishaq, Tabari, Bukhari, or Muslim, recognizing that most people are not going to have a pen and pencil handy to jot each of these things down in advance of listening to the passage, and recognizing that most people do not have a copy of these four sources. But if you are interested in verifying the accuracy of the quote, or of doing more research on your own, visit prophetofdoom.net, and there you will find each hadith quotation, Sirah and Takrith quotation from Tabari, Ishaq, Muslim, and Bukhari, listed with the specific volume or page number from which each quotation was derived.